Good evening. Thank you for joining us. This is usual conference of Trevi Group third quarter results presentation. Today with me here we have Dr. Daniele Porti, our CFO, and Joseph Mastragostino, Investor Relations Manager. So we'll start by going through the presentation that's been posted recently. Starting from page 3, this is the usual business model we present, no changes so far, and this is what we use as brand names during our presentation. So Trevi Soilmec for the foundation engineering activity and Tridmec and Tetravan for the oil and gas activity. Strong group synergies, our major advantages with the constant innovation in both sectors. Going on slide 4, Trevi Group service presence, here again, no major changes from last presentation. We're talking about 25 countries with about 48 business units working worldwide. Page 5, again, we're talking about engineering, Soilmec and Greenmec, working with a permanent organization in 13 countries with 21 business units. We move on page 6, where we're going through some key elements of this presentation. The group continued to achieve in this period a strong revenue generation with increased volume with respect to last year. And during the first 9 months of 2013, all the major key performance indicators were actually improved. Revenue signed a 16.3% increase with respect to last year. Marginality also improved strongly, registering plus 36.8% over the previous year. I hope you can appreciate that the group marginality is on a clear path to a more normalizing performance with respect to last year, and this last quarter is not an exception. It's important here to point out, in my opinion, that during the year we have been consistently improving our marginality profile, and this is clear with the results achieved by all the divisions so far. Of course, our business, as you all know, comprises of 4 different major companies, that all of them have somewhat different market dynamics. For that matter, the results of each quarter are the complement of a different business mix. Going forward, the backlog is still at attractive level, even if it's lower than that registered last year, and they offer good visibility for future business going ahead. The group is continuing operational improvement and cost reduction activity that has grown profitability in the last 9 months overall. Looking at what I would like to highlight in the commercial service side of the business, it is registering a strong performance for this period. In particular, we registered positive activities in Latin America, in Africa, in the Middle East, and in the United States. And the Italian side of the business did not contribute as positively as it did in the first half of the year. Consider, of course, that the foundation service life of the business is comprised of many and numerous small and medium-sized contracts that all combined register a very good performance also in geographies where the group maintained very high competitive advantage in these executional jobs. The service division registered a 16.2% EBITDA margin and 8.9% EBIT margin. It's worth mentioning that this level of marginality are the first time ever registered in the last 7 years. This is a really exceptional performance, especially if you consider the current scenario in the field of operation. Looking at the oil and gas side of the business, it is also witnessing a strong momentum, and the sign of a sound improvement are evidently demonstrating the 9 months results. The mechanical division has strongly improved both at the EBITDA and the EBIT level, near doubling with respect to the previous year. Of course, the comparison is particularly favorable. Also, as in the same quarter last year, the division had witnessed a one-off issue that you all remember when relating to one of our clients in the oil and business. The oil and gas business is proceeding with upgrades in order with the implied that our offshore clients have requested additional customized solution for some of the offshore rigs that are expected to be delivered now by the second quarter. In addition, four rigs that were expected to be delivered in the first 5 months in 2013 are now scheduled for delivery for the year. While this has broadened the length of the project, it is also considered as a positive aspect as the order remains of strategic importance for this division of the group. We overall appreciate that each quarter performance in the first 9 months has progressed with great regularity with respect to the past. The US and Italian manufacturing side are busy today and carrying out the orders for the first offshore drilling rigs for the Gulf of Mexico. In terms of new opportunity, I want to highlight here that strategic orders are in a finalization phase of closing negotiation, and we foresee that the new order will be acquired by the end of the current year, and this order may amount on a value between $150 and $200 million. If you look at the slide 7, just a quick overlook of this 9 months in 2013. So as we said, in the first 9 months of 2013, we had an overall strong revenue generation with 3 out of 4 division growth with respect to the previous year. So today we registered plus 8.3 growth. Soilmec a minus 13.3% growth, Petrovan growth of 24.6%, while Greenmec increased 44.8%. Looking at more details of the different divisions, starting from trading, the division reported the first 9 months with resilient contract execution and performance. The division performed very well, as we said also before, in Latin America, in West Africa, and in Asia. There is today a growing demand of infrastructure needs in key markets where the outlook is easy and there are interesting opportunities in the large infrastructure sector. Remember that most of the activity of Trevi Group is related to infrastructure work. The overall construction industry, however, remains under pressure. We believe that what we were able to achieve in the first 9 months of the year are a tangible sign of how executing the right projects can provide a solid contribution to growth and profitability for the division and the group as a whole. Consider that the trading division continues to perform well, and we are encouraged of the work that has been carried out so far. Outlook on the division is interesting, and we are looking closely at markets such as the United States, and in South America and Africa. And even if it's still challenging out there, we believe that there are plenty of opportunities for our trade companies. Much of the construction issue needs to be addressed by local and international entities and government. And I would like to mention that the Italian market is still difficult to unwind. Italy so carefully performed due to the lack of clear contract execution, no sign of yet have come yet from the public administration, which is facing delay in payments, and start and stop process are obviously having a modest effect on our account given the limited exposure traded to the local market. We are closely monitoring the markets for some large and important projects that will strongly benefit the future growth of the group. Large infrastructure work may be on the way as early next year. Going into Petrovan, the division registered a sound 24% increase in revenue, and this performance was mainly attributed to organic growth. relocation of some rigs is currently taking place, and this will affect a little bit the first quarter result for this year. Moving to Drill Maker, revenue increased, as we said, 44.8%, primarily due to the carrying out of important oil and gas contract acquired in the previous months. In particular, the Houston-based and Bethesda-based factories are involved in the manufacturing of the first full offshore oil drilling rigs for the Gulf of Mexico ever done by Drill Maker and by Drill Group. As previously mentioned, we received an upgrade in order for the first offshore drilling rig from our client, and this primarily refers to more dedicated and customized solutions that are being executed on the offshore rig itself. It's typically on the industry to request some upgrade in the execution of manufacturing of offshore rigs, and as a result, as we anticipated before, the delivery of the first rig is expected for the second quarter of 2014. While this border the contract lands, we are absolutely confident of achieving a timely delivery for this rig. The oil and gas division is also enjoying great momentum. For that matter, drilling is also the best phase of negotiation for importing new rig order, as we said before. We are confident of achieving these results very shortly, and while the backlog is sound and paved our way through the remaining part of the year, the competition is also worth realizing remains strong, even if great efforts are being carried out to secure continued production for next year, for 2014. We enter a high-growth niche market, such as the offshore one, positioning Drill Maker as an absolute player in this arena. The prospects in the offshore market are very promising, and we believe this division will represent one of the key catalysts for the future growth of the group. Let's appreciate the great achievement of Drill Maker, that alone in the first 9 months of 2013, was able to surpass the entire revenue generator of the last two consecutive fiscal years. This is a great accomplishment, and we are extremely proud of this achievement. Oil price still incentivizing exploration and production, and especially also our hydraulic series now tracked for future growth. The oil and gas machinery division has reached a decent margin, and the first 9 months resulting are results are paving the way to improving margins in the future quarters. I would like to stress that the fact that the upgrade in order of the offshore rig has somewhat changed our provision plan of delivery expected by year, and this has impacted a little bit our working capital dynamics, bringing debt level higher for the quarter. We are confident that we will successfully deliver the rig and reduce the debt. Going into Solmec division, Solmec registered a reduction in revenue with minus 13.3% on a year basis, but with an improvement compared to last year, this reduction was about 22.2%. The competitive pressure is still present, quite present, and the last few months have registered a sluggish and mixed market perspective. Third quarter revenue shows sign of improvement as the revenue registers were the highest of the three quarters. The U.S. market registered good performance, while Chinese and Indian markets registered a sharp slowdown. The medium-sized rotary, our medium-capacity rigs along with the micropile rigs and cranes, are among the most requested from the markets. Another comforting aspect is the backlog level. Solmec has registered today a record high level of orders to be executed, surpassing that one of the previous quarters. This is a good sign of improvement of a gradual recovery of the entire division. We are overall confident going forward as the request for special foundation rig should increase that the fourth quarter will post more positive results with improving margins. Solmec is always leveraging on a much greater attention to our clients and also the fact that Solmek today is a fully integrated solution provider in the market. Mature markets are showing some sign of recovery. Major efforts are being brought forward to grasp opportunities in high growth market. Consider that the physiological level of inventories must be maintained in secure market. Demand will respond to the necessity of the top market. Some areas are gradually picking up and others are still in high pressure. Anyway, we are focused on reducing level of stock with a great effort and maintaining a higher stock rotation. I want to go through now page 8. I will pass the word to Daniele, which goes through some of the numbers highlighted there.
Thank you, Stefano. Turning to slide 9. Third Q 2013 revenues were €952 million versus €818 million of the 9 months 2012. EBITDA was €101 million versus €74 million last year. EBIT €56 million. Versus €32 million of the same period last year. Profit before taxes was €25 million versus €16 million. The hard backlog was €838 million and the net financial position €505 million. The first 9 months registered a strong growth in consolidated revenues, noticeably increasing marginality, which came in at an outstanding plus of 36.8%. The hard backlog was mostly unchanged, providing good visibility on future revenues. The net financial position was slightly higher than that of September 30, 2012. On the following slide, we provide a graphic representation of the key performance indicators of the 9 months 2013 versus the 9 months 2012. All major KPI have strongly grown for the reference period. Starting on the top left, you can appreciate the increase both in terms of percentage and of volumes of total revenues. On the top right, you can find the EBITDA level reached in the 9 months of 2013, which registered a strong increase, plus 36.8%, also with respect to the increase of revenues. EBIT on the bottom left increased 74% with respect to the previous year, and earning before tax on the bottom right registered a plus 61%. On slide 11 instead, we provide you with the financial highlights year over year. Aside from some figures already mentioned, net capital employed in the 9 months 2013 was €939 million, equity stood at €433 million. The net debt to EBITDA ratio was 3.76 times, and net debt equity ratio instead came in slightly over one time at 1.17 times. Total employees at the end of the first 9 months of 2013 were 7,500. We could refer to page 23 to have an explanation about the differences on exchange. You can see on that page that differences on exchange amounted to almost €10 million for the total 9 months of the current year, and a third of that amount was posted in the first quarter. Most of these differences are due to the weak dollar, but in particular to the currencies pertaining to emerging markets after announcement of a tapering by the Fed authorities. You understand that currencies such as the real in Brazil, the rupiah in India, the rub in Belarus, and peso in Argentina, Bolivar in Venezuela were badly hit by this announcement and the subsequent flow of capital back from those countries that have benefited for at least a couple of years of a special inflow of foreign capital. Slide 12, we have here the Crookes two point of views, which show on the left part of the slide that the services accounted for 46% of total revenues, while the mechanical engineering accounted to about 54%. On the other side, we have the oil and gas, which accounted to 48%, while the core business accounted to 42%. Following on slide 13, you can see the revenues by division before and after consolidation. Trevi division registered the revenue of 359 million plus 8.3%. This is an astounding achievement. Better than had the revenues of 92 million euros, increasing 24.6% with respect to last year. Solmec 148 million, decreasing 13.3% versus the first 9 months of 2012, with recovery with respect to the first 6 months, as Stefano has already mentioned, because of the decrease of sales in the first 6 months was 22.2%. And DreamMec had 375 million euros, plus 44.8% versus last year. Following on slide 14 is the breakdown per geographical area. As you can see on the far right column, Middle East generated 218 million euros in the 9 months of the current year, registering a strong increase with respect to the same period last year of 151 million euros. The figure represents the third highest registered level of revenues in the same reference period in the last 8 years, showing tangible signs of recovery for the area. Africa came in at 107 million euros, increasing from the 84 million euros registered in the same period last year. Latin America increased noticeably to 263 million from the previous 198 million euros of the preceding year. But I'd like to point out that sales decrease in the USA is due mainly to exports from Texas from finished goods manufactured in Texas to Latin America and mainly to Mexico of oil rigs. So the Americas are to be looked at together to get an explanation. As Stefano mentioned, the sales in the domestic market decreased to 59% and represent now a very small portion of all sales. In slide 15, we have a picture of the backlog, which, as we mentioned previously, was 838 million euros, substantially in line with respect to last year. On the right, we provide a split by division, and looking at the trade division, its backlog accounted for 42% of the total, better than 34%, Greenmec 15%, and Soilmec 9%, which marked a sharp increase with respect to the previous quarters. In addition, we also provide a split of the backlog by geographical areas. As you can see, some of the most relevant areas are Latin America and the Middle East and Asia, accounting for 43.7% and 8.6% of the backlog, respectively. Europe came in at 11% of the total backlog. The net financial position at the closing of the first nine months of 2013 was 505 million euros. Working capital absorption accounted for 86.8 million euros, mainly driven by the dynamics of the oil and gas sector and investments. Investments were 53.5 million. The free cash flow accounted to a minus 56.5 in the period. I would like, for that matter, to provide some more color on the NFP dynamics by clarifying that increase in net debt is primarily attributable to a design change and order increase of the large offshore oil drilling rig contract, which is now scheduled to be delivered in the second quarter 2014 instead of the third quarter of the current year. Preliminary assessment provided for the delivery to occur by the third quarter 2013, which would have consequentially reduced the level of debt for the year. With reference with the Greenmec Milan factory, we have always said that the big order book could have caused the first nine months of the year an overload, a possible origin of inefficiency and final delays, or at least partially in deliveries. Actually, four orders are to be delivered partially in the current fourth quarter instead of the third, with an impact of 40 million euros on net financial position. A figure that would have brought us to the initially predicted level of debt of about 460 million euros. On slide number 17, we provide the financial ratios for the nine months of 2013. The net financial position EBITDA in the period was equal to 3.76x. The net financial position equity 1.17x, and the EBITDA net financial expenses 5x. Total net equity in the nine months 2013 was 433 million, and the net financial position 505 million, of which 52% is at long term, while 46% is at short term. Decrease in equity is due to the weak dollar in the period, which caused a 10 million euro reduction in currency translation reserve. In terms of the foundation and drilling services, that is Trevi plus Petromen, revenue generated was 448 million euros in the first nine months of 2013. The EBITDA margin was 16.2%, and EBIT margin came in at 8.9%, with an improvement for both of them with respect to the same period last year. I'd like to point out that even if these margins are not at the high special levels reached, especially in 2009, they are at a very good and satisfactory level. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 35%, the USA and Canada 8%, Africa 18%, and the Middle East and Asia 12%. In terms of the mechanical engineering, that is Grillmech plus Solmech, recorded 523 million euro in the first 9 months of 2013. The EBITDA margin was equal to 5.8% and the EBIT margin came in at 3.4%. As you can see, there is a strong recovery from the already mentioned by Stefano occurrence in the third quarter last year. We have almost reached a satisfactory level of profitability, which we expect to improve in the next quarters. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 35%. The USA and Canada for 8%, Africa 18%, and the Middle East 12%. Excuse me. I would like to pass the word to Stefano Trevisani. Thank you for your attention.
Thanks, Daniele. We continue on the page 21 with the outlook for the year. We like to confirm our guidance previously provided to the market. We see revenue increasing from 5 to 10% versus last year performance. We are projecting EBITDA as well in increasing from 5 to 10% compared to last year performance. Looking at the net financial position, instead follow the increase in production of the entire group and also considering the contract execution and delivery changes mentioned before, you have to take into account also the overall uncertain microeconomic and financial environment, which brings us to revise our net financial position, targeting levels similar to that registered in the 9 months of 2013. The overall growth of the group activity has eventually brought to less attracting working capital dynamics, on which we are taking strong and proactive action to normalize the level in the near future. I will now pass to Joseph the presentation. We continue on the question and answer.
Thank you, Stefan. In terms of questions, pretty much most of the questions were answered both by Stefan and by the support. Maybe just a couple of the last ones that we received are referring to, do we foresee any further provisions and or write-downs for the last quarter? Going forward, we do not foresee any other provisions by year-end. And then one of the last questions was, could we incur any penalties for the change in schedule of delivery of the large offshore contract? The answer is no, because of the upgrade and change in design, which was actually requested by the client himself. So we're not expecting any particular penalties on this behalf. All the other questions have been answered, again on the guidance, again on the debt levels. So I think this wraps up the Q&A session. Stefan?
Thank you, Joseph. We go for conclusion. We hope we've been able to give a comprehensive presentation of the 9-month results. Of course, we remain available for any further question through Joseph or ourselves directly. So thank you for joining us, and I wish you all a pleasant evening and a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.